Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sanchez gets hit, the ball is loose, and it's alive, and then going into the end zone is Steve Gregory.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hour KM to AM. Keith McPherson checking in, your nighttime host. You got me until morning time. Oh, man. I went to sleep last night. I stayed up. Not that late. I'm just washed. Stayed up to watch the Knicks beat the Celtics. I went to sleep thinking, man, today is going to be nonstop. Go New York. Go New York. Go. Today is going to be Knicks Central. You know where to find the Knicks conversation. 101.9. Oh, wait. Hold on. Derek Carr? What's this? Who that? Who that nation? Who that said they gonna beat them Saints to the punch? The Saints get their guy and everything changes. We're back to the Aaron Rodgers conversation. If you've listened to me, I've tried to do everything else but talk about Aaron Rodgers. If you've listened to me, I picked up hockey in the last year. I think I probably go to hockey, whether it's the Rangers, which we'll get to later in the night, or my Devils, which we'll certainly get to at some point. I usually am the guy going to hockey out of nowhere, right? Like, who would have thought? Well, we got to talk about this one now. Now it is the time. If you listened to me last week, I said this would be the week, folks. Look at the NFL calendar. This would be the week that we actually would have some real tangible things to talk about instead of people tweeting things, which you can't believe Twitter. I go to bed last night and I put in my notes, hey, they're saying Derek Carr is leaning towards being a Jet. No way. Really? That means nothing. Who do you trust? Aaron Rodgers said no one is in his circle of trust. Aaron Rodgers, I still don't trust you to come to the Jets. It's right there. But let's start with Derek Carr. So late last night, I see that Derek Carr reportedly has a slight lean to sign with the Jets. A slight lean towards the Jets? Okay. For weeks, I've been saying, he's younger. You just got to pay him. You don't have to give up picks. He's a church guy. He's a family guy. He's not going to be a distraction. Why not go get him? He came here. He actually came here as his first stop as a free agent. He went to see the Saints while he was still under control of the Raiders. But I also said to you guys, imagine him leaving that Italian restaurant in Summit, New Jersey and getting in the car and turning on WFAN and hearing all the conversation about he's a bum, he can't play in the cold, he doesn't win, this guy can't win you a championship, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. And then he starts to think about it. Yeah, actually, I don't want to be in the cold. I'm going from dome to dome. I'm going from a dome team to another dome team in a division that has no quarterbacks. In the South, where I should have a pretty good chance of making the playoffs. This guy signs today, and now it's Aaron Rodgers or bust. Literally, now it's Aaron Rodgers or what do? You default into the other quarterbacks that aren't up there after you've been singing Aaron Rodgers' praises. I told you last week, it's giving me left at the altar vibes. Here we go, Jets fans. The Jets fans don't deserve this. They've gone through enough. They just want a quarterback that can help them win some games. Well, one is off the board, and I was waiting to see what Derek Carr's contract looked like. And we'll get to Daniel Jones in a second because this impacts Daniel Jones. So I'm waiting on the contract information. He's got a 3-year deal. And, man, they break it down. They've been talking about it all day. Derek Carr signing bonus, $28.5 million. And Derek Carr, when he signs his deal, next thing you know, later today, one other former Jet, right? Geno Smith signs his deal. So for all the folks last week that were saying $48 million, $45 million, $40 million for Daniel Jones, and I was telling you, I don't know how you're even entertaining that. He's not getting that. You have two veteran quarterbacks that signed today, and they didn't get Daniel Jones' expected money. I understand that Athletes First might be putting something out there. You can't believe everything you read on Twitter. Twitter's not real, so... The Saints and Derek Carr agreed to a 4-year, $150 million deal with $100 million in total guarantees. We'll get to Lamar Jackson as well. So if Derek Carr is signing for around $37, $38 million a year, what does that say about what Daniel Jones is going to command? This is a great night for Jets fans to call and weigh in because I think that there are half and half. There are some Jets fans that feel like, man, we lost out on the guy. This guy might have been the better option. He's younger, blah, blah, blah. I just went through it. And then there's also Jets fans who feel like, okay, whatever. We're big fish hunting. There's only really been one target. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Aaron Rodgers. And he's still out there. But that's the thing. He's still out there. And we don't know what he's thinking or what he's feeling. And now this week, guys start to come off the board because the tag is out there. And, you know, now we're seeing Tony Pollard from the Cowboys gets tagged. We already knew Josh Jacobs is going to get tagged. And now you're going to see how the chips fall. The draft is coming up. The combine is over. Decisions have to be made. Tomorrow is the 7th, and the franchise tag window closes. Will they tag Daniel Jones? Supposedly his people are here in New Jersey. And, you know, I think leverage swung a little bit into the favor of the Giants with this today. What did Geno Smith sign for? Let me hit my notes. Geno Smith, and I just read Rich Cimini's tweet. Geno Smith signed for 3 years, but Rich just said that that's the largest contract that a Jets draft pick has ever signed for. Jets fans, you deserve better. But Geno Smith, I know some people floated around Geno Smith. What would you pay him? Who would you rather have? Geno Smith is getting $52 million guaranteed on his new deal. So where does that leave the Jets in their search for a quarterback? Yeah, I get it. Aaron Rodgers or nothing. But there's a good chance it could be nothing. And where does that leave the Giants and their fans on a deal with Daniel Jones when you're seeing these two guys? This is what we're going to talk about tonight. We will definitely get to the Knicks. I watched that whole game last night. And no, I'm not a Knicks fan, but I don't hate the Knicks. I hate Knicks fans that are obnoxious. And like for the last few years that the Knicks weren't good, always had something to say about my little old Nets. Let us live. Let us have our team. And in the last couple weeks now, since the trade deadline, I told you, hey, this is all part of it, right? Katie and Kyrie, get out of here. Let these Knicks fans have their time. It has been a long time for a lot of them, and a lot of them weren't born in the 90s. A lot of them didn't see Melo or don't remember. These young kids, let these young kids have their time. That's 9 wins in a row. That's IQ getting an opportunity to play the most minutes. What do you play, 55 minutes? That's IQ rising to the occasion. I heard Evan getting at his celebration. Come on, Ev, we got to give it a break, bro. We got to give it a break. When it was our turn to be the kings of New York, when it was our turn to talk about Katie and Kyrie coming here, we all danced around, pranced around, celebrated it, threw it in their faces, won 9 in a row against the Knicks. Like, it is now a Knicks town and a Knicks time. If you ever thought it wasn't, the Knicks are hot. They're rolling. They're looking like an actual team in the East that can contend. And I will be taking calls on the Knicks tonight. I started watching Tiki and Tierney this morning, and they opened up, go New York, go New York, go. We are the New York Knicks and all of that, and I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. It's got nothing to do with my Nets, who found a way to knock down the Celtics. You're welcome, Knicks fans. They took a couple punches from us, and then you were able to knock them down. I mean, we did it in regulation, but whatever. A win is a win. You didn't have Jalen Brunson, so that's a solid win. That's an opportunity for your whole team to take a step back. Oh, yeah, well, if they lose to the Celtics, whatever. They didn't have Jalen Brunson. No, they fought. They refused to lose. And then my Nets get a win Sunday night, and then I watched the Knicks win, and I wasn't rooting against the Knicks. Against the Celtics, I hate the Celtics. I told you already, I hate their parquet floor. I hate their stupid jerseys. Now they got these Celtic dark green jerseys, and they wear their black jerseys, think those are cool, and they're not. The black and green doesn't really work. Their fans are super obnoxious. They wear chains. They have Celtic hats, like they wear leprechaun hats. I'm not a fan of anything that goes on in Boston, so I was rooting for the Knicks to win that game. So much so, I stayed up and watched multiple overtimes until it was done. We will be taking calls on the Knicks tonight. But I want to hear from you about your Jets and your Giants and the quarterback situation, because now with Geno Smith signing, now with really Derek Carr signing, those guys coming off the board, and you seeing what type of contracts these guys are getting, right? There's a lot of things in play here. These guys want to be signed, sealed, and delivered to attract other free agents to come their way. We're walking into that. These guys want to be signed, sealed, and delivered so they can get in the building and start training and helping their teams get ready for the next season. The new league year is upon us. Where's Aaron Rodgers? Is he in a rush to come over here? Is he going to retire? I don't think he retires just off the fact that I don't think he wants to go into Canton with Tom Brady. But now they're saying, hey, hold on. Maybe Tom Brady isn't going to stay retired. Look out for Miami. I saw that today, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to retire. Brady's going to come back. Taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Zach Rosenblatt will join me at 8 o'clock. He's a lead reporter on this thing, right? He's reporting for the Jets, for the Athletic. And we'll talk all Jets football with him, so get your calls in before we do that. And then I have another guest potentially joining me after, after the Yankees play. The Yankees are up right there, and I thought Judge just hit a homer right there. That one went foul. That was almost a homer by like 6 feet. Yankees are up 3-0. The game is on Yes Network. We will definitely have eyes on that, and we'll be talking about that as well. And we will get to the hockey talk at some point. Later tonight, of course, it was tough for the Rangers fans to see the Rangers go up to Boston. Speaking of hating Boston and lose this weekend against the Bruins are tough. What can I say? But my Devils got a win yesterday. Timo Meier. Hello, it's Timo time. The guy scores 9 minutes into the game, and the Devils finish that one winning 5-4 in overtime. So all is good with the puck. I saw Jose Quintana went down. And he will have to rest a little bit for your New York Mets. But good news, he won't be in the World Baseball Classic, which starts in 2 days. I think Team USA meets for Media Day tomorrow. I got a bunch of stuff to talk about. But I want to get to this break as soon as I can so that we can line up your calls, so that we can actually get into the sports conversations that have to be had tonight. And then we'll have my guests come in and we'll keep it rolling. We've got 5 hours. I'm taking your calls, your takes, your thoughts. This is Keith McPherson. You're listening to The Fan. Let's take the break right now so we can get right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.